You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Est-ce qu'il y a faute sur Bay? Il est passé de toute façon. Il résiste à la faute de Bertrand.
La punt with Mark Walton.
Yes, hello, welcome along to the Euros Punt Podcast from William Hill. We're looking ahead to some of the outright markets before the semi-finals get underway. My name is Mark Walton and I'm joined in the studio on this edition by Mr. Lee Phelps. How are you, Lee?
I'm very well, thank you. Really looking forward to the semi-finals.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good.
I'm deep in my distant past. I looked back and Phelps has some Welsh roots.
You jumping ship?
So I am a little bit Welsh.
Right.
Not leaving.
Yeah. How many people do you think will be like that? Well, half the Welsh team, I suppose, are like that. What do you make of all that? People saying, you know, three of the Welsh players were, the three scorers were all born in England.
You can't do that now, can you? It's not fair. It's like, that's half the English cricket team.
It is, yeah.
You'd say that. So, no, you've got to, you know, no one was crowing about that when England beat them 2-1, were they? So, all good. All power to Wales. I thought they were brilliant. So, you know, fair play to them.
And England can, of course, take solace in the fact that if Wales go on to win it, England will be the only team to have beaten them in the competition.
That would be some small...
It would be no consolation, really, whatsoever.
Small consolation.
But, yeah. Anyway.
It wouldn't be good enough for me either.
No.
I'm still kind of... In my quieter moments, I'm still kind of reflecting on England losing at you. Like, I just find myself like... I was mowing the lawn, just like a little insight into my life yesterday on Sunday. And then I was just thinking to myself, what was that about?
Yeah.
Something came to me was that... You know, everyone was going about how youthful this squad was. They had no experience.
No.
They'd never been in this situation before. And Rooney is such a weak, lily-livered captain that he couldn't grab him by the scruff of the neck to sort it out. End up, that's it.
Yeah. I find myself, whenever people start, like you just started talking about it now, I want to then reel off my entire opinion on the whole thing. And I'm just boring a lot of people.
We can't, can we?
No.
Can't keep going on about it, can we, all the time?
I was talking to a complete stranger about it the other day, at length, for no reason at all.
Just in the street?
Yeah. Well, it was actually at a bar.
Right, okay, that's fine. What was her name?
No, it was a man.
I thought it was some poor way in.
No.
Poor chap, like, what about England? Oh, God.
No, I was asking if they were putting the football on, and he was saying, it's Iceland tonight, isn't it? I goes, yeah, it should be England. And then I just ended up going off on this big rant. But that's all just complete and utter nonsense. So
that's a good story. I liked it.
Thanks. Anyway, let's talk business. France 7-4, Germany 7-4, Portugal 7-2, Wales 8-1 in the tournament winner market. So joint favourites, the hosts, and Germany there. Do you think the market's got it right?
Yeah. Well, given the nature of this tournament, when most teams have showed that, you know, anyone can beat anyone, then I think there are some attractive prices. You can't look at Wales at 8-1 without having a little thought in your head about, is that a little bit big? Given what they did to Belgium, given the team spirit they've got, and, you know, there is a little bit of a history in this tournament of team spirit getting you a long way, Denmark, of course, and Greece. Look, Germany are a very strong team, as we know. They came through that real stern test by Italy. Even a poor penalty shootout couldn't stop them. France, I mean, they did to Iceland what England probably should have done. You know, get an early goal, consolidate on it, and then win. The problem with France is they still let in two goals.
Mm.
And they still have conceded goals. They've got very, very good attacking players, as we know. But from a purely bookmaking point of view, the winner of that game will be the favourite to lift the trophy. So that's, it has to be like that, doesn't it? Portugal, of the four, Portugal are the ones I would least like to back.
Yeah.
Just because I don't think it's that good a price. They haven't won a game yet. They've drawn every game in 90 minutes. I mean, look, they can go and draw every game and win the title, can't they? It's no problem. But I think there's no each way betting now on this. So you've got to pin your colours to the mast. I've put up France from the very start, so it would be stupid of me to back away from that now. I'll stick with France, but I know for a fact that there are lots of people sticking a little bit of money on Wales. It's the worst result for William Hill in the Euros now, and I wouldn't mind being one of those as well, just for the ride, really. 8-1.
8-1 is just a little bit too big, isn't it? Because I quite fancy them to get the better of Portugal. I haven't been impressed by Portugal at all, and they won't be 8-1 in the final, will they? No. So you're beating the book that way.
There probably would be a reason. I mean, the 3-1 to beat Portugal, if they got through to the final against either Germany or France, they probably would. They'd be bigger than 3-1.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be 8-1, would it?
No. They wouldn't. So you may as well, you know, you may as well have a little dig in it now. If you're that way inclined, I mean, you know, the Leicester thing is still in everyone's conscious. And I think they'll just want to kind of... it's just one of them daft things, isn't it? After Leicester, I can't like decry any other underdog now.
No.
I could see Wales. But, you know, I think France have got the goals in them. And I think with a home crowd, I think they'll get past Germany in the semi-final. I think they'll win it.
I think Germany win it, personally, just to throw it out there. Yeah. You highlighted France's weakness at the back, really, if you like. I think Germany will capitalise on that. And then, whilst France have good attacking players, they've got a very solid German defence and Manuel Neuer in the way. They're not going to be able to... I don't think it'll be one of those games where they can just outscore their opponent and not worry about conceding. Mm. And I think that'll play into Germany's favour.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't even make a strong argument against that. I can see either result... As I could in the Italy game, really, and it went all the way to the wire, didn't it?
Mm.
But I think France got a little bit of revenge on their mind as well, like I said, and the home advantage may well count.
So you know what it means after all that means? It means Portugal will win it because...
Yeah, we're giving them no chance whatsoever.
Yeah, we both mentioned the other three teams. And
It'll be like 89th minute in the final, they still won't have won a game, and Ronaldo will pop up and score from like 40 yards out and become the highest ever goal scorer at European Championships, beating Michel Platini's record. Against France in the final.
Yeah.
That's just what he would do. That's written, isn't it?
Yeah.
I am. Mm.
And then he would win player of the tournament. We'll move on to that market. Should we do it now, as we mentioned it?
Yeah.
Player of the tournament then. Dimitri Payet is 11-4. 11-2 Antoine Griezmann. Cristiano Ronaldo 11-2. Toni Kroos is 13-2. Gareth Bale 8-1. Manuel Neuer 12s. Mesut Ozil 12-1. 14s for Paul Pogba. And 16-1 are bigger prices for the others. Looking into this market a little bit... the player that wins player of the tournament is always apparently on the winning side, the winning team at the Euros.
Yeah.
So whatever you think in terms of the tournament winner, then formulate your player of the tournament bets through that is what I'd suggest.
Yeah, absolutely. Iniesta in 2012, Villa in 2008, Zakarakis in 2004, and Zidane in 2000. So. Yep, exactly what you said. The standout player from each team wins it. And you'd have to say, if you think it's France, then you'd have to go with Payet, wouldn't you?
He's been superb, hasn't he?
You know, Griezmann is scoring the goals, to be fair. But Payet is the one that everyone's talking about, and he's been the one who's been pulling all the strings and setting the goals up. So I think that's a pretty straightforward one if you fancy in France to win it, 11-4 for him. I mean, if Portugal win it, I mean, you'd be struggling, wouldn't you? Really? I mean, you wouldn't even think, well, who's been their best player? I mean, Ronaldo is 11-2, third favourite in the market. It's interesting, isn't it? Because, you know, Portugal are the third favourites to win it, yet he's the second favourite in terms of the countries, which I find interesting. Toni Kroos, 13-2. Gareth Bale would win it if Wales win it. Mm-hmm. Manuel Neuer, 12-1 for Germany. There isn't an absolute standout player for the Germans at the moment.
That's very tricky, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, Gomez is injured. He's out of the tournament now. He's been scoring all the goals. So, you know, it's a weird market, and it kind of leads you to back one of the French players, and I will, Payet.
Yeah.
As for the...
wouldn't put you off.
Yeah, the top goal scorer. Again, I mean, the three French players lead the ladder at the moment. Griezmann's on 4, Giroud on 3, Payet on 3, with Bale as well on 3. These are the teams left in. Then you've got Ronaldo on 2 goals. Those 2 goals he scored in the one match. So really, you're looking at one of those 4 players at the top there. If Wales get through, obviously against Portugal, Bale's in a great position to be crowned the top scorer. This is a top scorer not settled on Golden Boot, by the way. So Bale's 6-1. You know, Griezmann's 5-6. Now, if you're right and France go out, then he's done. He's done on 4 goals, isn't he? Unless he, you know, maybe grab another one for 5, and that looks a tall order. Bale would have to score in the semi-final and the final to be in with a chance of sharing this. I think we both like Griezmann early before the tournament started. You put him up at a big old price, didn't you?
Yeah, 25-1.
That's decent. So to be sat on a 25-1 shot who's 5-6 now, you'd click off the market. You'd be like, yeah, I'm not bothered.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, I suppose you could argue, you know, that if you wanted to hedge, you've got some nice prices there, Bale and Giroud at 6-1 each.
Yeah. I mean, Ronaldo at 7-1. He's two behind, isn't he? So he needs 3 goals in 2 games.
He's capable of doing it, isn't he? But it's just capable. The way they're playing. It's not. He's not. They're not making enough chances, are they? Really? They're not. He's not in the positions to do it. Look, he could get 2 free kicks and score 2 goals in a game. We all know that, but
not for a while though.
No,
it's been a long time since he scored a free kick.
Somebody needs to tell him to take 41.
Is it 41?
41 yeah. Free kick attempts. He said.
Why didn't somebody say, "Come on, Cristiano, give somebody else a go"?
Yeah. I mean, his record in the European Championships and World Cups is poor anyway. Really, when you look at it, I think it's like 2 goals in 13 games that he's scored in. I mean, maybe people would argue. I read a piece from our chap Tom Cunder, who does the Portuguese stuff for us on our podcasts, and he was saying that, you know, he's kind of selfless when he's playing for Portugal. He doesn't just, you know, do a job for himself. He does a job for the team. I mean, he probably watches him a lot closer than I do.
Yeah, but I'm not sure I'd buy that.
But no, I mean, you could say the same about Bale, couldn't you, in that Belgium game? He ran and ran and ran and ran and did loads of good defensive work as well. He didn't shine, but others did. And Bale and Ronaldo, they're the sort of players you need to pop up when it's not going your way and pull something out of nothing. So it's going to be fascinating seeing them two up against each other in the semi-final. There's a market on the betting on the Wales-Portugal game, or Portugal-Wales, which is just purely... Portugal-Wales is 11-10 Portugal, 2-2 on the draw, Wales 3-1. There's a purely Bale versus Ronaldo market, which is good. So who scores the most? 2-1 Ronaldo, even money the tie, 11-4 Gareth Bale. And it doesn't include the penalty shootout, but it does include extra time. If neither of them score, even money looks a great bet.
Yeah.
And you've got them both scoring 1 each. Mm. Or 2 each. Or 3 each. Or 4.
Yeah. If you were going to back Portugal here at 11-10, would you rather not just back Ronaldo 2-1 to score more goals and hope it's him that gets the goals, or expect him to get the goal? He's going to take penalties, he's going to take free kicks.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I can see why you'd think that. Because even though they've been very tight, haven't they? And you know, obviously they've drawn every game. He is still the man who they look to. So yeah, I can see why you'd think that. I mean, they've not scored that many goals apart from that one game, have they? Mm. That 3-3 draw, which kind of sticks out like a sore thumb in their matches so far. 1-1 versus Iceland, 0-0 Austria, 3-3 against Hungary, who were just so open.
Yeah,
no one else is that open against them. Obviously 0-0 against Croatia. And 1-1 against Poland. So, yeah, maybe you would put Ronaldo rather than Portugal. But I'm with Wales.
In that case, back Wales. Don't back Bale.
Indeed.
Yeah. Good. Well, thank you, Lee.
No problem. France, Payet, Griezmann. Done.
It's a French clean sweep. Thanks, Lee. That's Lee Phelps then. His thoughts in the outright markets ahead of the semi-finals. We'll, of course, be back to preview the semi-finals. You can find all of the William Hill content on audioboom.com. Click on the William Hill pages there. And also news.williamhill.com. And keep an eye out on the Twitter feeds at Will Hill Bet and at Will Hill In Play. You'll be able to find these podcasts on there. And updates on prices, betting, and enhanced prices as well. So do keep an eye on all that. Thank you very much for listening to this. And we'll speak to you again ahead of the semis.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.